looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Someone just on what's unfolding in India, it's a terrible situation and catastrophic. Well, someone needs to have a chat to cricket commentator Michael Slater. The former Test batsman has lost the plot again with his rants on social media and his disgraceful attacks on the Prime Minister. Earlier this week, Slater said the PM has blood on his hands over the travel ban from India to Australia. And today, well, Slater has stooped to a new low, taking to Twitter and said, quote, "Amazing to smoke out the PM on a matter that is a human crisis. The panic, the fear of every Australian in India is real. How about you take your private jet and come and witness dead bodies on the street?" Slater has also challenged the Prime Minister to a debate. Well, Michael, with respect, you are sounding completely delusional. Agriculture Minister David Littleproud was spot on this morning, calling Slater a spoilt prat. And how about the front of Slater throwing barbs at our Prime Minister from the Maldives? So he's not even in India. He's throwing hand grenades from one of the most idyllic backdrops in the world. I go back a long way with Michael Slater, and we've always got on really well. He's a great cricketer. He's a lot of fun when you're on the road with him as a journo, and a journo sort of player relationship. And until now, he's been a well-respected cricket commentator. But Michael, I reckon stick to cricket, mate, unless you can add something that's constructive. The Prime Minister had no choice but to impose the flight ban. Obviously, we want to get those Australians stranded in India back home safely. And our hearts go out to those on the subcontinent as they deal with this COVID catastrophe. But we must protect the 25 million of us here, and that has to be the priority. So to you, Michael Slater, come on, mate. Put the phone down, stay away from social media, because right now you're behaving like a self-entitled buffhead.